Germany came out of their COVID economic crisis, but supernaturally, and it actually made national headlines. Next. I'm here with Hrivoya Sirivina, and he's from Germany. He's been with us before, and you weren't supposed to be here. They wouldn't let you into the United States. You must have really prayed hard.
No, actually, I believe there is an agenda of God here.
I believe that also. You're here because God wants you here. What happened the last time you did the show with us?
We got overwhelmed with emails, phone calls from all over the world. There were so many testimonies. Testimonies of people getting, they got healed, heart diseases got healed, even families got reunited, businesses started to flourish, people received hearing again. So it was like testimonies and testimonies, but also a lot of prayer requests.
He was very surprised because he never realized the power of television and social media, that the healings were as easy as if he laid hands on people.
That's true. Usually it's in a service where the glory of God comes and people get healed. But in this time, it was really through the airwaves of television and social media. Amazing.
And in your congregation in Germany, you said enough was enough, and you declared May the miracle month in your church. But you got much more than that. What happened?
That's true. Actually, there were selfish reasons. You know, because at the end of May, it is our annual family vacation. So I said, no, you know, and all the borders were closed, shut down. So we were like, no, I have to go to have my family vacation this year. So I declared the month of May as a miracle month, and I started to preach about dancing through the storm.
And the newspapers, actually, the secular newspapers, picked this up and ran headlines.
Yes, that's true. You know, even to the last day before we had to leave for our vacation, nothing looked like the borders are going to open up. Nothing looked like that our government is taking down the lockdown. So we prayed, I prayed, I proclaimed, and the very next day, our newspaper, our main newspaper, the headlines were, Germany is dancing again.
Now, don't you tell me things are impossible in your life. He got to go on vacation.
Come on.
National headlines. Come on. Germany is dancing again. Wow. But you know what excites me even more? When you went to the gym, and God began to download things about going from glory to glory, the 10 levels of glory.
Right.
Explain that.
I was in the gym and I was thinking, you know, and meditating on the Word of God, and I was meditating about the glory of God and meditating about scriptures like in 1 John 4:12, where the Bible says no one has ever seen God, at all time. But then, you know, scriptures came up where I saw, and I know there are so many, over 80 people. I found over 80 people in the Bible who saw God. And that's where suddenly scripture after scripture came to my mind. And I went home, I studied, and that's what the Holy Spirit revealed to me, the 10 levels of glory and how we go from glory to glory and how it manifests practically, naturally, and supernaturally in our lives.
Speaking of supernaturally, I heard you tell something that happened to members of your congregation, including your wife, when they were out in the Spirit, laying on the floor. You and others saw smoke coming out of them?
Yeah, we had that. We had a pretty rough time in the church, you know, people and persecution coming up, but people were so hungry for God. So what in our prayer meetings, they would lay down on the floor, they would just give their lives as a living sacrifice. It was such a glorious time. In that time, we had a lot of healings, even 5 people raised from the dead during that time. Mm. But when people would rise up, come up again, you could see smoke coming up of their shoulders and their head. And we believe it was like God said, I accept your living sacrifice.
It's a foretaste of what is coming.
Oh, yeah.
Because the statement that I've been saying lately is all hands on deck.
Come on.
It's not just one or two people that God yeah. anoints to become superstars through media or something like that. And I'm saying to you that all hands on deck.
Come on.
As best you can, explain the glory of God.
I think the glory is best described in Luke 5:26, where Jesus healed a paralyzed man and forgave his sin. And the Bible says that people saw that and they say, we have witnessed strange things. And the word strange is paradoxos in Greek. And para means before and doxa means glory. So they said that, and paradoxos, we get the word, the English word paradoxical, something crazy, unexplainable, something unusual, something which doesn't make sense. So they witness something, they witness the glory of God, and it doesn't make sense for their human mind. It doesn't make sense for all the natural laws. It doesn't make sense for them. That's why they said, we have witnessed strange things, paradoxical things, but it was the glory of God. It's when heaven and earth overlap and the supernatural overrides the rules of the natural.
Most people just say, God, that's like me, show me your glory. But then the Bible says we can go from glory to glory to glory. I've really got to understand these 10 levels of glory. How about you? What level of glory are you at?
Oh, number one.
Next question.
I believe I am in level 6, and actually I believe that's my I love that level because it's the level of the fear of God. And I believe that the fear of God is the most important thing in our lives. I believe if we have the fear of God, that it is a doorway to all other glorious, miraculous steps and experiences in our lives. I believe if we have the fear of God, I believe we are gonna, you know, our countries are gonna be changed because of us. I believe our families are gonna be changed. You know, in the Bible, there is nothing which is connected to more blessings than to the fear of God. Nothing. Nothing, really nothing. Even Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus, during the days of his flesh...
I never saw a book titled The Fear of God. It was not a big seller in America. Or the world, for that matter.
Yeah, but you know, actually, our news and media, they like fear. So... So, I believe it might be a good title.
I'll tell you what. When we come back, Hervoya will reveal what he's discovered about accessing unlimited glory. Unlimited! Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Hervoya Saravina's brand new anointed book and 3-part audio CD masterclass, 10 Levels of Glory, which includes 10 different sessions. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9771.
Have you been longing for an encounter with God's glory? An experience where heaven and earth collide and you are just blown apart by the sheer awesomeness of God. God is calling you to a new experience in His glory. Will you say yes?
You will receive Hervoya Saravina's brand new anointed book and his exclusive 10-session masterclass on 3 audio CDs, 10 Levels of Glory. Through the book and audio CD masterclass, you will understand how to cultivate a life of face-to-face encounters with God every day. Learn how to have a tangible encounter with the glory presence of God, just like Moses did. Begin to experience miracles, signs, and wonders in the glory presence of God. Learn how to begin seeing God and walking with Him. Discover the supernatural power of true unity with God. Hervoya guides you through 10 powerful levels of God's tangible glory presence. Creation, signs and wonders, experiencing God, knowing God, seeing God, the fear of the Lord, Walking with God. Face to face with God. Unity with God. The unapproachable light. Included is a powerful anointed prayer for you to begin experiencing the glory presence of God. With each encounter, you will be filled with a new reality of God's presence and overcome with His awe and majesty.
I believe that everybody not just can experience, but should experience what we read in the Bible. We can experience what Moses experienced. We can see God face to face and speak to Him like a friend to a friend.
Don't miss out on getting her Voyas Aravina's brand new anointed book and three-part audio CD masterclass, 10 Levels of Glory, which includes 10 different sessions. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9771. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9771 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Herb Voya, do you believe that the glory of God can and should be experienced? Why do you believe this so strongly?
I believe because you see it all over the Bible. You see that Jesus is doing miracles. Jesus is revealing His glory. We see in John 5 where there is a person who was paralyzed for 38 years, yet he wasn't looking for Jesus, but Jesus introduced Himself to him. He wasn't asking for healing, yet Jesus came to him because he saw his need. So he didn't know who Jesus was, but Jesus introduced Himself to him. And what Jesus did, Jesus asked him, "Do you want to be healed?" And everything what he answered was excuses and doubt. And yet Jesus healed him anyways. So Jesus wants to heal. It's not about, am I a Christian or not? Do I believe in Jesus or not? It's that level of glory is for everybody. And we should spread that kind of glory in the world for people to believe in the Messiah, Jesus Christ.
You talked about Moses and the glory.
Yeah, you know, in Exodus 33, the Bible says that Moses prayed, "Show me the glory." I really believe the reason why he was able to ask for more of glory, because in verse 11, the Bible says that God spoke to Moses face to face, like a friend to a friend. That's glorious. That is amazing. But yet, 7 verses later, he said, "Show me your glory." He got hungry. He was hungry. But why could he ask that? And I believe it's because of verse 13. Where he says, "God, show me your way." It's so seeing glory produced unselfish wishes in his life. He didn't want more blessings for himself. He wanted more of God and less of himself.
Let's take level 2 of glory that you teach on. Level 2 is signs and wonders. Let's be candid. Most believers think it's not for them because they've never seen it before. But what does the Bible and what do you say about that?
Oh, it's for everybody. But I asked God, "God, why is it only level 2? And He said, "It's level 2 because I don't want my people to get stuck at level 2. So He said, "There is more." And from experiencing signs, wonders, and miracles is not the end of the story. It's just the beginning. And He said, "Go out and heal the sick. Go out, cast out demons. Go out and raise the dead." But the power is in us. And that's what the Bible teaches. So we are supposed to do all these things because we have stepped into that kind and level of glory immediately when we received Jesus Christ as our Savior.
You had quite an encounter at a time when you were really struggling.
Oh, yeah.
And many of you are really struggling right now. Tell us about that encounter.
You know, I got saved, like God saved me I didn't look for God. I didn't ask for God. I thought I love God, but He hit me like from nowhere. And I thought, God, this is so amazing. The first 2 months of my walk with Jesus, I thought this is like miracle land. It's like wonderland. This is like, it's always going to be like that. But after 2 months, my flesh started to knock on my life. So, and then I experienced what I've experienced in my spirit. It didn't spill over into every part of my life. So I struggled with some issues, sin issues in my life. And I thought, God, I can't do that. I don't know what to do. And then one August in 2001, I got a dream. In that dream, I was in a stadium in our city and there was a wrestling match going on. You know, arm wrestling match. And there was a guy, he was huge. He was so tall. He was so strong. He beat everybody. And there was no opponent anymore. And he was looking into the stands and he said, "You." And he was pointing towards me. And I thought, "What, you mean me? No, I can't do that." In my mind was like, "Man, that is embarrassing. You can't, no, I can't arm wrestle with him." But he really meant me. So I went to the front. I thought to myself, okay, let it just go over quick, you know, just leave the building. It's going to be embarrassing. So he took my hand. His hand was so big, I couldn't see my hand. And then the referee started the arm wrestling match. I closed my eyes and I thought, okay, that's it. But nothing happened. So I opened my eyes and I saw he was red in his face. He tried so hard to beat me, he couldn't beat me. And I thought, this is my opportunity. So I took all of my strength and tried to beat him, but nothing happened. But in that moment, I said, "Holy Spirit, help me." Boom, I beat him. And people, people started to jump. They took me on their shoulders. And I said, "It has nothing to do with me. It's not me. It's the Holy Spirit." I woke up and I knew I have to get baptized with the Holy Spirit to get over all these issues I was struggling with.
There is such a need for people, as you said earlier, to understand the fear of the Lord. But it's not what you think. Would you explain that?
You know, Exodus 20:20 says, "Fear not, God came to test you, that His fear might be before you." So, fear not, but you should be afraid. Which means the fear of God casts out all other fears. The fear of God may cast out all our fears you have in life, the fears you have concerning your family, concerning your job. The fear of God casts out all of these fears. Having the fear of God is running towards God. It's not running away from God. I believe it's the door and gateway to the highest levels of glory. I believe if we have the fear of God, I really believe that nothing is going to be impossible for us. Nothing.
You talked earlier about seeing God, and you talked about, what was it, some 80 case people saw God in the scriptures, but few walked with God.
That's right. You know, Exodus 24, 9 to 11, that was my life Bible verse. I thought, it can't get any more glorious than that. The Bible says that Moses, Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and the 70 elders, they went up to the mountain. They saw God and ate and drank with Him. I thought, man, that's it. That's it. Come on, man. That's it. But then, that's chapter 24. And in chapter 32, you see exactly the same guys, except Moses and Joshua, building the golden calf. They saw God, yet still they ended up in idolatry. You know, and what, you know what I believe God said to me? I said, "God, how is this possible?" And God said, "Because after that incident, Moses went further up, all others went down." So all others were satisfied with what they saw, and they were happy to just post it on the social media. about that experience. But Moses wasn't happy with social media. He wanted more of God. He wanted to walk with God. He said, no, it's fine to see God. It's fine to eat with God. It's fine to drink with God. But God, show me your way. I want to walk with you. Acts 4, I love Acts 4, where Peter and John were in front of the Sanhedrin, and the Sanhedrin questioned them. And you know what the Sanhedrin said? We see these guys, and the Bible says they are uneducated and untrained. And the word untrained in Greek is idiotes.
Oh, I know that one, idiot.
There you go. That's what they saw in Peter and John. But then they said something is different with them. And then they saw they walked, they have been with Jesus. And that's what the glory of God does. I believe the glory of God, we can measure the glory of God. How can we measure the glory of God? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3:18, beholding like in a mirror the glory of God, being transformed into the image from glory to glory. Transformed into which image? Into the image of Jesus Christ. How much glory we have experienced is measured by how much are we transformed into the same image as Jesus Christ. Do we love more? Do we forgive more? Do we repent more? Do we praise more? Do we long more for the presence of God?
Okay, level 9. Unity with God.
Unity with God. I believe that's the highest level any human will ever reach.
You said there were 10 levels.
There are 10.
Okay, tell us about the 9th.
The 9th is...
Since that's the only one we can reach.
Level 9 is unity with God. And you know what? 24 hours before the hardest time of Jesus' life, he prays this prayer, and he prays for unity. Unity in between us Christians, in between us believers, and unity with God. I believe unity is the strongest bond between us. The Bible says that what God said, and we know the story about the Tower of Babel in Genesis 11, and God had to mess up their languages because he said, these people are as one. And he said, nothing is going to be impossible for them. These were unbelievers.
So the law of unity operates whether they're believers or not.
Absolutely. Look, why is the kingdom of darkness so successful in the last centuries? Why? Not because of love. I doubt there is any love in between demons and spiritual forces of darkness. Why are they successful? Because of unity.
But how much more can believers that operate in God's love in unity accomplish if a non-believer could do that?
Nothing is going to be impossible for us. Nothing. Hmm. Nothing. Transformation of society. Transformation of society. Nothing is going to be impossible for us. Nothing.
Okay, you piqued my curiosity. What is this 10th level?
It's called the unapproachable light. And the Bible says God lives in an unapproachable light. It's reserved for God. And I'm so glad about that. Because no one is like him. No one deserves a place like him. Will never deserve a place like him. He is one of a kind. He is all love. He is gracious. He's amazing. He's so wonderful. You know, the Bible says that eventually every knee will bow before him. And I'm so glad that there is a place, it's only reserved for God. So I said, God, but you know what? But I want to be with you. So the Bible says in 1 John 4:12 that no one has ever seen God at all time. But then it says, if we love one another, he's going to abide in us. There is a level, the 10th level, the unapproachable light. We will never get to that place because it's reserved for God. And I'm so glad for that because no one is like him. But because he knows no one is ever get to that level, what he did, he stepped down and came and dwelt in us.